I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkie's back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are also live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, March 6, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday, boys. I don't realize how loud you are when you open up the show.
He's really loud.
Unless my cans are off.
Got to bring some energy.
Hey, all the power to you, man. I when I put these on, it's not as loud.
Yeah.
When I take them off, oh my gosh, it's like gut punch.
Hey, man. Have you had your five-hour energy yet? No, you're having it.
I just took it right there.
Yeah.
But he only does 2.5 hours. He does a half.
Yeah, he only cares about half the show.
Correct. Usually the second half.
Then he starts kind of packing up.
Yeah.
You got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Running the three-man show, Cakes out today. I believe it is his daughter's open house at the University of Maryland, where she'll be attending in the fall. So Cakes is out today. He may be distraught because the Caps just continue to stumble. I listened to an interview here on 106.7 The Fan. I was listening to Chad Dukes. Yesterday, I think it was J.J. Regan on with Dukes, and he said entering yesterday's game, if you go all the way back to that December 23rd date, they were 14-14-1, so I guess you make it 14-15-1. That doesn't seem like a team that's going to do much damage in the playoffs when you've been sub-500 for basically a 30-game stretch. And the thing about it was when he went through some of the statistics, there wasn't one statistic where they were in the top half of the league. They're struggling in power play. They're struggling in penalty kill. If you just looked at the total points, like if you look at total points right now, you're like, okay, yeah, the Bruins are better than them. Tampa Bay is better than them. But if you look at that 30-game stretch, they were 22nd or 23rd in points during that stretch.
Most teams are better than them.
Yeah.
Well, it's a team with a major flaw right now.
It's a bad stretch.
I don't know if they can fix it. Hopefully they can.
You know, they
major flaw. Major.
They scrambled and scored in 6-on-5 to push it to overtime. Ovi scored. When they, you know, pulled the goalie, which I guess they've done a lot this year. They've scored, I believe it was their ninth goal
in the last
6-on-5.
Yeah.
But then they lost in overtime, and they allowed a guy to score 5 goals.
They lost in overtime with the quickness, like
Mika,
in 30 seconds or
Mika
something.
Mika or Micah, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. But usually 5 goals is enough to win a game, right?
Usually.
Yeah.
Well, they had too many penalties, and that's been a theme.
Yeah. We just talked about that yesterday. Yeah. Too many penalties, man.
Our guy Lars had a high stick.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was right at the tail end of killing off a penalty. I think there were 2 seconds left in a penalty kill.
Yeah.
And he was chasing somebody and high stick.
Yeah.
Reardon was really bitter.
Yeah.
But
put it this way.
It was a high stick to the face.
The natives are getting restless.
Yeah.
They're getting restless. Fans are, you should have seen my Twitter feed last night after that game. Yeah. They're getting restless and they want to do something to shake it up.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. I think I know where you're going on that one.
They want to shake it up.
They want to get rid of the coach.
Fans want to shake it up.
Yeah.
The thing is Reardon comes off as such a nice guy that I think it just belies, I'm sure, the real intensity that's there. People don't quite realize it, and they don't see the team responding, and they just think somebody else needs to come in there and shake it up.
I don't know what a new coach can do about their defense. Apparently their defense stinks. Everybody says the defense stinks.
Well, I do know this. We learned a lot when Dale Hunter came in. You can change the style of play.
True.
And you can
pack them in.
You can lock down.
And Alan
not
May,
necessarily that's not what this team's identity is, but
Alan May talked about the kind of the gap between the forwards and the defensemen. I don't know enough about hockey, so he's saying that it's a, you know, five guy effort.
Yeah,
but I wonder, like, I don't know if you saw that goal where it was kind of the slap shot. I think it was the fifth goal. It was a slap shot, and then it kind of rebounded behind the net.
And yeah, came
and then
up the
other
boards.
Guy got it. Like,
the other guy was right there.
The other guy was right there, but maybe the defenseman, who in that case was Brendan Dillon, has to clean that up.
He was a little slow, yeah.
And I don't know what a coach can do there. And they were talking about kind of the wacky boards.
I just don't think they can just turn it around defensively and all of a sudden become a really good defensive team in 15 games.
Maybe they just don't have the talent.
Yeah, but you become a better defensive team when you're not committing seven penalties a game.
The penalties are an issue. I just think
that's something you could address.
I just think this is the team that we're going to see in the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay optimistic. I'm trying to stay optimistic and say, hey, you know what? They played great hockey in the first half, largely same group. I mean, there's been some tweaks. They
but
just got to get back to that.
Maybe the league
figured out
that they had changed their style. Because I know when we talked to Reardon before the season, they wanted to have a little bit more of an aggressive style offensively. I don't know enough about the nuances, but they changed apparently their style of play a little bit. And maybe the league caught up to it. Maybe they should go back to a Dale Hunter style. I don't know.
I liked Hunter. People joned. I liked him. We were in every game.
Yeah. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I think it is time to retire Bounce Back Thursday.
It's done.
BBT, doesn't exist.
BBT is done.
I mean, are you betting on the Caps on these Bounce Back Thursdays?
I did last night.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily on the last couple, but I did last night. Yeah. I thought they would bounce back. Clearly wrong.
Yeah. I'd stay away. I don't know. If you're a Caps faithful and you're up and you're not disgusted and you don't mind talking about it, my Twitter feed exploded last night after the game. You know, I tweeted that I was watching and people just are extremely frustrated. And listen, I don't advocate it, because it gets to be personal for me, and I really appreciate
Todd. Yeah.
So I'm not calling for the coach's head, but there are a lot of listeners that are. There are a lot of Caps fans out there, and it's not they don't know any better. They just want to shake it up. Mm-hmm. They did the same thing to Davey Martinez last year, and they won the World Series. So, you know, fans don't know anything. None of us know anything, but certainly people out there want to shake it up.
And what happened last night? The Flyers won again. That's eight straight. Beat the Hurricanes 4-1. The Penguins beat the Sabres. All right, so the two teams that are chasing the Caps both won to tighten it up even more. Now the Flyers are tied with the Caps at 87 points. Penguins are three back. So those teams that you're trying to fight off are now starting to creep and have tied the Caps. And I don't know what that means in terms of matchups if they were to fall to, let's say, third in the Metro. But, you know, you certainly want to win the division.
Yeah, they'll probably lose home ice. I mean, the way they're going, I find it hard to believe that they're going to finish atop the Metro. I would guess both those teams ultimately will pass them. You can't
keep playing,
you know, this type of hockey.
I agree.
And Sammy, I thought, was, the parts of the game that I watched, I saw him give up, I think, three of the goals. He wasn't particularly sharp. I know that everybody wants to blame the defense, but I think it's Holtby's job come the playoffs, but Holtby hasn't been playing great. 800-636-1067.
I don't know about the Caps.
I do think I'm kind of with you, Eric, in that there's still plenty of time left in the season to turn it around, and teams can just get hot. Mm-hmm. Like the Flyers have gotten hot here of late.
Maybe one thing.
Yeah, but the Flyers might be hot because they don't have the major flaws the Caps have. If the Caps have a major flaw, I don't know how you just turn it around.
But they've been hot during a long stretch of the season, the first half of the season, they were hot.
Right. I don't think that was a fluke.
Well, maybe it's because teams couldn't expose them for it for whatever reason. But now,
it's possible.
Over a marathon season, teams have figured out, all right, this is how we
Or they're just playing poorly, and they just got to figure it. They got to clean it up.
And I think our guy, Lars Eller.
But it's been 30 games.
Lars Eller talked about effort. Yeah. After the Wednesday
loss.
There
could be complacency sitting
in. So,
they had a great record for the first half of the season. They're just waiting for the playoffs. There's a jaded team. You know, could be a little complacency. It's natural.
I could see that for a week, two, a month, but not for 2.5 months.
I don't know. The thing is,
I mean, these guys know how important it is to wake up on your own bed and play at home. They don't want to lose the division.
Of course not. Of course not. But it's a subconscious thing sometimes. Who knows? I mean, clearly they're doing some things wrong. I know that last year it was almost preposterous to think that the Nats could turn it around because they hadn't demonstrated anything. It was almost preposterous, but they did. This team has at least shown you through, I don't know, 35, 40 games, they could play at an elite level.
Yep.
So that's why I still have faith in them.
They have the capability.
If they had never shown it this year, I would have said, eh, you know what? This group, for whatever reason, they're fatally flawed.
And they have the roster. They've got guys who are proven. Hopi's proven. He's done it for them.
Yeah.
And I one thing that may work in their favor, too, you know how in the playoffs they call games differently? They don't call as many
tighter
penalties?
Yeah.
Because this is clearly a big flaw. When you lead the NHL in minor penalties and you're giving up all these power plays, it's just tougher to win. So yesterday they gave up six. Six times in the game, the Rangers had power plays. They scored twice. It's just tougher to win
games. I just can't believe a guy had five goals. When was the last time that happened?
I don't know. It was annoying, though. I can tell you that. All right, let's bounce up these calls. A lot of people want to chime in. I know it's early. I know if you're a Caps fan, it's like after Redskin losses, you just don't feel like talking about it. But, hey, maybe get it off your chest. It might feel a little better. Let's go to Pete in Gaithersburg. Pete, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, this is an embarrassment that they have this guy behind the bench. This is a top three roster in the league. The talent, 1 through 4 on the line, the top 6 defensemen, and they have guys like Lee Cashman and Todd Reardon behind the bench. Ted, this is on Ted, because our coach is in Long Island and not behind our bench. There's no way. The lack of discipline, the lack of accountability, this is all on the coaching staff. This is not a personnel problem. This is a coaching problem. And so they're going to go.
All right, give me some coaching changes you would make.
They're going to get bounced. They're going to get bounced in the first round, and they have a top three roster in the league.
They might, Pete. They might. Pete, here's a question for you. If you were coaching the team, you sound like you know. What would you do to tweak this team?
Listen, you got to hold guys accountable. You got to hold Kuznetsov accountable. You got to hold.
What does that mean? You're just speaking in generalities. What does that mean? Hold them accountable.
Well, you bench them?
Look, you can't be feeding the zone. You got to make sure the puck gets out of the zone. They can't. They fly in the zone. They're not defensively sound.
Right.
But you have to be defensively sound. You can't let Mika Zibanejad get wide open. When he had 3 goals last night that were tap-ins. A guy like his skill, somebody's got to be on him. They got to be physical with him. I mean, Mac built this team for physicality. They're not using their physicality. And that's got to be on the head coach saying, hey, guys, use your physicality. Hit people. You know, you got Hathaway. You got Wilson. You got Ovechkin. You got all these guys that play physical, and they're not playing physical. They're not wearing teams down like they did with Trotz in 18. That's the only – they're not a speed team. They're not built to go up and down the ice with the guys like Panarin and Zibanejad and everybody else in the league, and the Flyers with what they have.
Well,
they're
Pete,
built to,
here's the question,
to wear teams down by being physical,
here's
and they're
the question,
not doing
Pete.
That. And here, they haven't been doing that for 30 games.
Yeah. Take a deep breath.
Pete, can you stop for a second? Let me ask you a question.
We're willing to interact with you.
Eric's question to you, you're making great points about their flaws on the ice. Eric's question to you was, all right, you want to fire Reardon and Cashman. Who do you want to coach the team?
You got Gerard Gallant. You got Peter Laviolette. You got even Babcock, who they've all gone deep in the playoffs. Laviolette with 2 different teams. He won the Cup of Carolina. You got Nashville to the Cup final. You got Gerard Gallant, who did what he did with Vegas. You need an experienced coach to go with this experienced team. Reardon, last night in the post game, starts blaming the players in public in a press conference. How many people? I mean, come on.
You just said just wanted accountability.
Yeah.
So now he can't call
out
the players.
But not through the media. Not going and blame. How many great coaches have you ever heard blaming their players in public in the media like that?
Well, I heard Roy Williams this year say it was the worst Carolina team he's ever had.
I think coaches sometimes mention their players. Thank you for your insight, your passion.
I love his passion.
800-636-1067. The Caps now 14-14-2 in their last 30 games. They lose again last night on what was supposed to be a bounce
back. That's actually better than I thought, because it feels like they're 14-28-2.
Right.
So 14-14-2. Okay, they're playing .500.
Yeah.
Since December, but it's...
They're better than that.
Well, what's frustrating is... Here's what's frustrating.
It's a good perspective.
Some of them are overtime wins, and the way that they do the points, I think it's 22nd or 23rd in the league out of 31.
Here's what's frustrating is losing to the teams below them in the standings. So out of those 14 mm-hmm. losses, you know, let's just say six of them are to teams below them. That's the frustrating part.
Well, most
part.
Teams are below them in the standings, right?
Yeah, I'm just talking. Well, yeah. What I mean is the teams that aren't considered playoff teams.
Yeah.
But, you know, Pete throws out guys. You know, I've heard of those guys. I don't know where I don't know where Babcock is. How easy is it to fire a coaching staff and bring in an outsider with 15 games to go?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's dicey.
I know that in hockey the coaches are disposable. I just want to be clear. I want to take your calls. Right? You guys are good with this, right?
Yeah.
Eric Bickle is not advocating firing Coach Reardon. I'm loyal. I don't know anything about it, but I'm loyal. But if other people want to call in and chime and they have their beef, that's fine.
Right. I don't think Jason Bishop or John Paul Flame are advocating.
So I don't want to speak
now.
For you guys.
No,
but
I don't know.
I'll reevaluate after the season.
I don't know if he's a good coach or not.
I don't care
about the XMOs.
I don't care if he's a good coach. I'm loyal to him because he's a nice guy.
Well, he's the worst coach in the league.
Well, because I like people. I like
him. He clearly isn't. He's not the worst coach.
Yeah, so I don't know, but... The junkies are not advocating to fire Coach Reardon. We're not disloyal like that.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah. All right, phone number you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. How frustrated are you by the Washington Capitals, who lose again last night and been spiraling? They still are atop the Metro, though, if you want to be optimistic. They're still in good position for the playoffs, but they got to turn it around on the ice. Later in the show, we got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies. He'll join us at 7. John Feinstein joins us at 8. We got Chris Russell at 9:20 to talk about Trent Williams and the trade deal. I guess the Redskins are allowing him to seek a trade. So we are packed, but we're taking your calls next on the Caps, 800-636-1067.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Talking about the Caps, they lose last night 6-5 in overtime. That's back-to-back losses. Of course, they lost to the Flyers on Wednesday at home 5-2. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a bounce-back Thursday playing against the Rangers.
All right, I'm done with that. I'm not going to call any more Thursdays bounce-back Thursdays.
They lose 6-5, including giving up 5 goals to Mika.
Well, how about the
Zibanejad.
Mika, yeah. They play the Penguins on the road tomorrow. At 1 o'clock. How big is that game? I guess they're all big now.
And the Flyers, look, I just saw this stat. The Flyers have gained 17 points on the Caps in 2 months.
Wow.
The Flyers weren't really on their radar.
No, not at all.
And now they're right there.
Well, that's what 8 straight wins will do for you.
And the Caps since December 23rd, 14-15-2. So they haven't been playing good hockey for a while. I remember a few weeks ago, Coach Reardon came on the show and he talked about playing mediocre hockey. They're trying to turn things around. They added Brendan Dillon. They added Kovalchuk. But they're continuing to play, at best, .500 hockey.
Here's another stat. So the Caps, since January 27th, they've won 2 in a row one time.
Yeah.
So we're now at March 5th. So a month and a half or so. They've won back-to-back games once.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, they're playing the kind of hockey right now that will be, it's a one-and-done scenario, right? They go in, get out, knocked out of the playoffs. There's just no doubt about it. Can they play like they did in the first half of the season, or is this who they are? That's the question.
And then the defensive issue is, this. They just give up a ton of goals. So they've allowed three or more in each of their past 10 games.
I wonder.
Including nine in the past five-plus periods.
I don't know anything about it. But I wonder if, like, Carlson's had this ridiculous statistical year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's affected things defense. I know he's been always been sort of offensive-minded. But I wonder if that's kind of wreaked havoc on sort of their defense a little bit. Just the maybe everyone's kind of creeping a little forward, just doing a little more offensive things. I don't know.
I don't know. I think there are a lot of factors. Like I said, Lars Eller on Wednesday night kind of called out the players talking about effort. And we've had Alan May on the show who's talked about the gap between the defensemen and forwards. So maybe they need to help, you know, come back and they're maybe more nonchalant now and relying on the defensemen. And then I do think they lost the two guys, two vets who maybe were ridiculed for different periods of time, but they lost the ex-Pens who've moved on and they probably miss them. They miss them. Those guys that you just penciled them in, those were starting defensemen for him for the last several years.
Yeah. All right, let's touch the people.
Orpik's play had dropped off, although he's a huge leader.
By the way, here's the stretch.
Orpik and Niskanen, they were key members.
After the Pens game tomorrow, all right, this is where you got to get back into your comfort zone. At Buffalo, Detroit at home, worst team in hockey. Chicago at home, last in their division. Edmonton's good, but that's a home game. At Columbus, and then Ottawa, one of the worst teams in hockey. So in four of the next six, they play bottom feeders. Have to win minimum three of those.
They have 15 games left, so still time to turn it around. Eight at home, seven on the road.
All right, let's go to Kevin. Let's just try to go in order here. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
I don't think it's a coach's problem. I think Lyle Zeller is right. I think the star players need to have a players-only meeting. And then they got to make them play hard. I think either you're on board to play hard and finish out the season, or you're going to lose the season. I don't think it's Todd Rivers. By the way, don't you think he looks like Kevin from The Office a little bit?
A little bit, maybe.
Hold on, Kevin from The Office. Was Kevin the heavyset dude?
Yeah, the balding guy.
Yeah, when he looked before he lost all his weight.
Oh, okay. All right, never thought about that, but okay, I'll go with you.
Do you see anything in particular that they're not doing correct in your eyes, Kevin?
They're not playing defense together.
Which is kind of what Alan May has been saying.
Thank you, Kevin.
Right. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Jamie in Burke. Jamie, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good.
Hey, the first caller kind of hit it on the head. I hate to ask for someone to lose their job, but the guys just don't seem like they're listening to Reardon. I know he comes on your show a lot, and he said they're just not playing, you know, whatever he said, what kind of hockey he said they're playing, but they're just not playing together as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
Like Alan says, you know, you got to have all five guys in the zone playing D. You just can't have two defensemen trying to, you know, play defense. All five guys in the defensive zone got to play D, and it's not all on the goaltenders either. Last night, you know, like Lurch said, you can't have one guy score five goals. And as I'm sitting there and I'm watching this game and they're down 5-4, they tie it with Ovi's goal. It doesn't matter because the Zibanejad's going to get open and get the OT winner because they're not covering everyone in the zone. I know it was 3-on-3 in the overtime, but you just got to know where the superstars on the other team are. And last night, they just let him do what he wanted. So, and if this stretch of games that you guys are talking about in the 25 or 30 games, if this would have happened in November or early December, I think Reardon would have been gone. But right now, it's kind of too late to make the change because, I mean, if you bring the new guy in, like the one guy was saying, are these guys going to respond to this guy with 15 games left?
Well, they kind of did that with Hunter, right? Didn't they bring in Hunter late?
Yeah, it was like November, December-ish. It was midseason, I think.
Are you sure? Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was like mid-season.
I take your word for it. Okay.
But I'm with everybody else that's been talking. This is a one and done if they don't get stuff changed quickly. But this is who they are.
So you don't – well, what about the first 35 games when they were, you know, leading the NHL in points?
You know what? I can't explain that, EB. I wish I could, but it's not like they can turn a switch on. It's not like that. This is who they are. This is who they're going to be for the next 15 games. And first round, I don't know who they're going to play. It could be Columbus. It could be Philly. It could be Pittsburgh. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, it
yeah.
looks like your boy way? Dale Hunter was hired on November 28th.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.
So it was.
After a 3-6-1 stretch.
And this is what I fear.
Under Bruce Boudreau.
And I do like Todd a lot, just like you. This is what I fear. If they do continue to struggle, make the playoffs, and then get ejected in the first round, I do think that they'll probably make
it. Yeah, well, that's fair, probably. Yeah. Whatever they do, I'm sure it's fine. I mean, they know better than me.
Yeah, McClellan will make a move.
I'm just saying, I'm loyal to the guy. I'm not going to go on the radio and call for his firing, especially when I don't know anything about it. You know what I mean?
We can agree on that.
Exactly. He's just too nice a guy. Too nice a guy.
I agree. I like him.
Let's go to Will in Stafford. Will, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
I just want to say I attribute it a lot to three players, Carlson, Kuznetsov, and Backstrom. Carlson and Backstrom are going to put up points, but Carlson's defensive zone play has just been atrocious this year. And ever since Backstrom signed that deal, it just his two-way play, which he was always, really, really known for, has been non-existent. And Kuznetsov, you talk about accountability. He kind of reminds me of Alex Semin lately, just dumb penalties, soft on the puck. He has that penalty in third period. He had bad turnover behind the net. And then he's on the ice to start the overtime. I would have had him benched. Other than that, I would definitely get rid of whoever's in charge of the power play because the slingshot injury is just a joke. And then my last point, two nights in a row, Ovi doesn't back check. Both times he gets burned on a goal. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a column in the Washington Post that actually brings up a lot of the things that he just mentioned. And it was kind of...
Who wrote it?
I'm not sure who wrote it, but it points out, how do you tell Backstrom you need more from him? How do you go to Ovi and say you need to come back on defense and those type of things?
What do you mean?
And
how
that
do you do
goes
it?
To, I mean, I guess you
Why,
do.
Why, because
but,
they're superstars?
But it's just that if they've gotten into bad habits, it's hard for them to break out of bad habits, meaning that, that maybe sometimes they're not hustling back on defense.
Well, I think you got to call them out if they're not. Paraphrasing, so I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I mean, I can read you. It says,
who wrote it? First, I need context.
I guess it's Barry Zvirluga.
Yeah.
It says, how do you tell Ovechkin, who after scoring two goals Thursday to tie for the NHL leads on pace for 58 this season, and perhaps a ninth goal-scoring title, that he needs to remember and exemplify all those grinding, painful, team-first little things that made him a great captain in 2017-18? How do you tell
Backstrom, just tell him, if that's the problem,
new long-term contract that he needs to pick up his game, even though the playoffs won't arrive for a month?
You just got to tell them. They're professional. They can handle
it. They have film sessions.
Yeah, they can handle it. I'm sure they are.
But they know what they're doing.
I don't think anybody's exempt. I don't think they go in there and go, we can't criticize Ovi. I don't think that's happening.
I know, but
that's
the point is...
By the way, that's not Barry. That's not Boswell.
Okay.
It's Bos? Yeah.
Because Barry's still down in Florida, I think.
Right. Bos might know less about hockey than me.
Well, I guarantee he knows more than I do.
I think the point is that some of these guys have fallen into bad habits. So they were playing so well, and now they don't seem to be, and it's hard to turn it back on. Maybe all these guys thought, we're just ride it out and come playoffs, we're going to turn it on. And maybe they can.
I don't think they consciously think that.
Right.
I don't think anybody consciously thinks that.
Of course.
Yeah, that's your plan.
They plan to win every game.
Yes.
They go into it, they scout, they do all those things they plan to, but something is different. From early in the season to the last couple of months,
that's undeniable
just based on the results.
Well, I could buy into this style of play thing here. If we think they need to be more physical, obviously it's not a team that's built to outskate anybody. Maybe that's an issue.
The problem with the more physical thing is generally, doesn't more physical lead to more penalties? And that seems to
be
an issue.
Got
to
be smart. Yeah, but the penalty's like high sticking. That's not physical. That's just a mental mistake.
Yeah.
Let's go to Craig.
Sometimes results.
Is that what Lars got dinged with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to Craig.
Sometimes from trailing and.
Craig, what's up, bud?
Hey, how you doing? Hey. I called in about over a year ago. Everybody's saying how nice Reardon was when he came in. When he first came in, I called in and told you guys that maybe this ain't the guy that we want to hitch our wagons to. Now, all of a sudden, everything's hitting the dumper, and he's trying to twist up the wicket, and it ain't working. It's a little bit hard to change your style in the middle of it. Now, how many nice guys do you know that are coaching in the NFL?
I don't know.
I don't know who's nice and who's not. All I know is that he's so nice. I'm not going to sit here and say he needs to be fired. I'm not that guy.
We had a little relationship with Coach Trotz. I thought he was nice.
Trotz is a great guy. Yeah. Great guy.
Well, I think when they brought Ron Reardon was put in charge, he said that he was the comfort guy of the team. And Trox was sort of like the eyebrow beater.
All right, you got to turn your radio down in the background. I'm sure there were different personalities. Look, this is why I wouldn't advocate a coaching change right now. Number one, 15 games left in the season. Number two, I think he knows what he's doing. The players aren't responding. Like, I thought, I'm not a goalie
expert. I think that's fair.
I thought Samsonov had a crappy game yesterday, just by the parts that I watched.
I guarantee you.
A couple of those goals were, to me, not great goalie play. And I've been on Holpe just based on his numbers. Holpe's like 57th in the league or something like that in goals against average and save percentage. Like, he's having a bad year statistically. And we keep hearing, well, it's on the defense. But to me, the goalie didn't play well. Defense didn't play well. That's the players. I guarantee he schemed it correctly.
I guarantee you that Coach Reardon and Reid Cashman, those guys, they look at the film and they know exactly what's wrong. And they tell the team exactly what's wrong, but they're not fixing it.
Yeah, they're not responding.
Yeah. So that's fair.
I'm open to this possibility that the guys that they have playing now, okay, so Orpik and Niskanen are not part of the defense anymore. The guys that they have now may not be as good. I mean, that's just the reality. That's why they ended up picking up a guy like Brendan Dillon, and maybe he's not as good. Their defense isn't as good. When you're giving up more than 3 goals in 10 straight games, you got defensive issues.
Well, what you guys got to realize, back at the beginning of the year, they were winning in shootouts and in overtime.
Mm-hmm. So now, you think that was masking some of their difficulties? So that was masking their issues.
The skin of their teeth.
Yeah.
They won a bunch of games by the skin of their teeth, and now all of a sudden they ain't getting that extra goal, and they're in the bottom of the heap as far as stats go.
Yeah. You might be onto something there. I think that's a fair point. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, I'm just saying that, you know, just looking at the upcoming schedule, if you guys think that there's a shot they can get hot, it's got to happen here. I'm not saying they're going to beat Pittsburgh. That'd be nice. That's the type of game they would win. But after that, you've got 4 really bad teams. You got to beat those teams.
That's
how you get hot.
Maybe it's something we could do, Drabby, next week. Because, you know, it's Friday. Who cares? I'm ready to leave now if you want. But
all right.
But
best of.
We need a national perspective on what's wrong with the Caps. Do you know what I'm saying? Not a local guy. Somebody
who's
objective.
Jeremy Roenick, isn't he free?
Jeremy's got plenty of time.
I'd love to go with JR. It'd be great.
You know, sometimes I feel like JR just says stuff. You know what I mean?
But no, but he'll be critical.
He'll definitely be critical, but I
think he's a student of the game. I think he watches.
You think he is?
Yeah, of course
he
is.
Okay. Sometimes I feel like he just says stuff. But whatever. I love him. He's a great guy.
I mean, I think he just said something that got him fired.
Yeah, it was just BS.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, it was just BS. Yeah. So I think JR is kind of like a BSer, but it's fine. I love him. He's a great guy. But get somebody with a national perspective that's objective, you right? That doesn't care.
Who's the guys on NHL Network? The brother used to play for the Caps. You know, remember that guy?
Anson
yeah.
Carter?
Yeah. Try Maybe. And get Anson Carter.
Your size, I pulled that.
No,
very good.
No, I'm laughing because you said I want someone who has a national perspective and will say what he wants, but I don't really respect what Jeremy says.
Well, only because I know Jeremy. No. I just know Jeremy's like kind of like, he's like kind of a clown to me. He's a great guy. He knows hockey.
He has a lot of charisma, but I think he actually
sometimes I feel like
game.
He speaks in cliches.
No, but why would you want that for your perspective?
I don't want that. I don't want Jeremy. No. I want a national perspective, but somebody
Jeremy.
That knows the team.
I'll take Jeremy.
That's
or
fine.
Anson. Anson would be great.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying Jeremy to me is like a party guy, and so I just feel like anything comes out of his mouth, I don't even know what it means. Like, I don't know if it's valid. Because I just
I know, but I'm just saying, why would you want that?
I'm confused.
I don't.
I me too.
But I want someone who's critical who. I don't know. I guess I'm taking shots at Jeremy. I don't mean to.
I understand what you're saying, but never mind.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'm confusing you. I like Jeremy a lot.
I'm confused.
You're confused?
I'm confused. Yeah,
yeah. I'll take Jeremy if you can get Jeremy.
If you want to get Jeremy, that's fine. He's a big name, but I don't know.
I think he's excellent.
JP thinks he's a student in the game,
no.
Maybe he is.
He's good. Well,
What?
I don't know if he's on social. You just called him a clown. You said, I think he's kind of a clown.
I do think he's kind of a clown.
All right, I'm just saying.
I think he's charismatic.
I'm not burning any bridges. I'm not trying to.
He's charismatic, and he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. But I also think Alan May's charismatic and knows his stuff and gave us great info, and it's what's happening.
I bet you.
I think Alan is objective. I actually think even though Alan is local, he's objective, but we hear him every week.
Yeah.
I just want a different voice.
Yeah, I would agree. I should mention
we are going to switch gears, talk a little movies coming up at 7 o'clock with Kevin McCarthy. I believe he can give his official review of the Ben Affleck Hoops movie. So we'll get that coming up at 7 o'clock. John Feinstein at 8 right here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. One of my good buddies is really into gaming and the Washington Justice. I told you about it. They sold out the Anthem a couple weeks ago, and he basically, I'm going to go this weekend because he wants my wife and I to join him and his wife. And he's like, oh, we'll go out to a nice dinner on the wharf and all this stuff. I don't know anything about Overwatch.
Yeah,
I'm going to go to an event that's sold out, and I'm going to see characters on a screen.
Yeah, it'd be like going to a foreign film with no subtitles.
Yeah, like going to an opera.
Well, at least there, maybe, and it could be somewhat entertained maybe by the music or something. Like, you could at least understand the language.
Yeah, he's telling me, like, it's the VIP experience, and we'll be in a box and all those sort of things.
You don't understand video games, really. Like, you don't know what you're looking at.
I don't. I saw the screen one time of Overwatch, and it just
don't you think you're going to be
weird.
Bored?
Yes,
good possibility. But
well,
he's
they just drink.
He's been talking it up.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, but he doesn't do that.
He's been talking it up a lot, and I feel like it'd be a terrible friend if I just flat out said no.
And this is when Saturday?
Tomorrow night. Got a babysitter.
And it's down at the Anthem. You said
at the Anthem. Mm. So he was like,
I don't think you could pay me to do that. To go down to the Anthem to watch gaming.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if it's a fun couple that you enjoy doing stuff with. And
yeah, I mean, we hang out with them a lot.
You're going to go out to dinner. You guys, drink. I could probably drink my way through it.
Well, you would probably, you wouldn't pay attention to that. You didn't just talk to whoever you're with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
On YouTube, it looks like there's a lot of beginner's guide to Overwatch, how to play it for beginners.
It's too much.
Yeah, I'm not even going to check that out.
He
doesn't
care.
It's a 10-minute video. Just watch it so you have some basics.
To me, the part that I've seen... I mean, Eric always throws out this phrase. It's something that we grew up with. I don't even know if it still exists. To me, it's Dungeons and Dragons. It's warlocks.
You're either, you're either interested in something or you're not.
I know, but if I was going to go to something like that and be stuck there for hours.
No,
he's not going to be stuck there for
like
hours.
Like I said, we're going to do dinner and drinks. I don't think.
I guarantee you.
My friend Eric plays. Okay, I don't think his wife is interested. His wife's going to be there. My wife. I'll be there. I'll be amazed that 5,000 people are filling an arena to watch gaming. It is truly amazing that that's where our society has gone.
Yeah.
That YouTubers can make millions of dollars playing games.
It's huge. It's going to be sold out, packed.
Well, they can also make millions of dollars opening Amazon packages.
Right, unboxing things.
Yeah. It's so dumb. You can make millions of dollars dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter, has been doing TikTok for 2 years.
My daughter
used to be called Musical.ly.
My daughter comes home from softball practice, sits in her car for like 5 minutes, and does TikTok videos.
Yeah, yeah. And
how many followers does she have?
Who knows? Hopefully none.
I think I don't think my daughter puts her out in public. I think it's just a few friends that they're all on it, right? Mm-hmm. That's like a private group,
isn't it?
As far as I know, but I don't. I see them doing all the stuff, and I walk by, and they go, "Oh, you just ruined it, Dad," and they restart. You know, right? That's happened to all of us. I'm not into it. She showed me one video, though, that I said, "That's so good." Yeah. I almost wanted to tweet it, to put it out there. I was so proud. It was like she was doing all these gymnastics moves.
Sure.
But, you know, I don't know how you distinguish one that gets 20 million views and another one that gets, you know, two.
Maybe I should watch the 10-minute video, Valdez. Now I'm starting to feel guilty because I probably should be open-minded, and my friend is so into it. He's like, "You're going to have a good time." He's telling me about all this stuff. Well, we're going to meet the owner, Mark Ein, who I've met before.
Yeah, we know
nice
Mark.
Enough. And,
Mark's a good dude.
And we'll be in the box and maybe get some drinks.
Well,
if
I was going to be there for, you know, I don't know, an hour or two, I would, you know, at least try and figure it out.
Right,
so I wouldn't.
You've guilted me to look
at
the
video. I'm not
trying
to guilt you, but I would be so bored if I was staring at
is
something
Overwatch
I didn't understand.
Is Overwatch the name of the team or the game?
The game. The team is the Washington Justice.
Oh.
And the
what about the Fortnite? Is that one dead?
Yeah, it's dead.
Is it dead? Drabby, dead?
I don't think it's dead. Those are completely different audiences.
They are. Why? What's the difference?
Here's what I've heard about
Overwatch
Fortnite.
Is super nerdy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
that you didn't distinguish it there.
Okay, well, Fortnite is played by every 10-year-old on the planet.
Yes, Fortnite has become younger. So it's maybe dead for my kid who's 13. Like now it's like 9 and 10-year-olds.
Right.
And then Ninja. And then these old guys who are making millions of dollars, from what I understand.
I know there won't be a lot of 50-year-olds at the Anthem this week.
Probably not, but it is amazing that there are a bunch of guys that are making
like
six figures.
I think that we are on the edge of the video game. We're on the edge.
Not for people who are watching Overwatch and are into online streaming of games.
But like guys our generation will play like Madden and stuff like that.
Correct. Sure, but they're not watching it. Like the median age of people at the Anthem, I would bet would probably be 20, 19.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably
Listen,
so.
It'd be the last place on earth you'd find me.
Yeah.
That and that's Wuhan. I don't know which one I'd rather be at, to be honest.
I've actually never been over to the Anthem. I know a lot of people have gone for concerts.
My kids have all been there.
Have you been?
I've seen pictures.
You dropped off.
No, I've seen pictures too.
No. I mean, I've driven by.
I mean,
I've dropped them off.
I can tell you this.
They Uber there.
All right. This is an honest... Mm-hmm. You know, emotion and feeling.
Yeah.
Unless we have an appearance there where
you're
going
to
pay me, I will never go there.
You would go
I think it's an awesome venue. I'll definitely go there.
I'm not saying it's not an awesome venue. I'm
it's just out of your way? Yeah, but on a weekend, you could drive there.
I don't want to come back to D.C. on a weekend to go to a concert. This is not me.
Oh. I would 100%. Like, I know OARs played there. I'd see them again there.
Great band.
I'd see Post Malone there.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
This is why you and I are really, really different people.
We are?
Yeah.
Let's explain the differences.
Well, you're willing to do something like that, and I'm not.
But you drive into D.C. to go to a Nationals game.
I do that because I get guilted into it. My wife usually wants to go. My kids want to go. Believe me, I wouldn't go to any Nats games. None. If I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Or I didn't feel guilty.
But you'll drive. You'll fly to Vegas to go bet on basketball games when you could just do that at home. You could just bet online.
Well, I haven't been to Vegas in a while, but...
I know you get sized.
No, right. You wouldn't do that.
I would go to Vegas to go play cards, but I haven't done that in a while.
No, but you and I would do that before you would do it. I'm just pointing out that we're just very different people.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously very different than JP. I would never go down to the Anthem to watch gaming.
Well, again, it's not to go. Yeah. He's going to be social. He's going with his friends.
You go to dinners sometimes that maybe you don't feel like going on a dinner.
He's just going tagging along.
When I go to dinners, I want to go to dinners. Plus, I know it's a 35 to 45 minute night.
Hold on, you've never taken a bullet where like you're with couples and they want to go like to a play or something. And you don't really care about the play, but you're just going because you're just being a team player.
No.
He's not a team
player.
You're just using that as an example.
Yeah, or I don't know, museum. I don't go to a lot of that stuff either, but sometimes I take one, the phrase, take one for the team.
No.
He's taken one for the team.
Not in a long, long time.
When was the last time you took one for the team in life?
But usually he does the move where he complains a lot of time about going to parties in his neighborhood. He's like, my wife wants me to go to this party, but he dips out.
Yeah.
He usually shows up for like a half hour.
But he does it, but he will go.
That's taking one for the team.
You take one for the team.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do
I just
that.
Think that's a lot different than coming down to D.C. for a whole night and just burning a whole night on something that you know you're not going to have fun.
I don't really do that much.
Well, I think I'll have fun. I won't understand what's going on with the game.
Yeah. Especially if you can drink. To me, that eases everything.
I'm glad you're
going. I'm glad you're going.
Have a babysitter.
I'd rather sit home on a Saturday and watch college hoops.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, that would be boring to me. Unless
Maryland
it was a
plays
Terps.
On Sunday.
Again, I'm just pointing out how different the three of us are.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not watching.
I can't do what I used to do when I was 30 or 25 and just watch sports all day long. I would eat a gun.
Yeah, well,
you can't do it.
I know. You'd rather go to a play.
Depends. I might.
Or an opera.
I couldn't. I'm not really an opera guy. I could see a play.
Uh-huh.
A musical, actually. I get psyched when I see those people sing. I'm blown away by their talent. Blows me away.
I'm not saying they're not talented.
Yeah.
I just have zippy interest in it.
Right.
Anyway, we will talk movies.
Anyway, have fun.
I'll report about it on Monday. We'll see. I think I'll have a good time. Look, I'm going to have dinner.
Oh, I didn't
I'll
say you had to do that.
Drinks.
I didn't need a report.
Oh, you don't want the report?
Break down
I'm going to venture to guess that you
called.
Kill time, and you're not a drinker,
yeah.
Drinking through it.
I'll probably have two beers.
Yeah. Right, right. He's going to drink through it.
Well, that's what I would do.
That's what both of us would do. Now, that's we're similar there. But he can't drink through it because right. Two beers, you know, right. Over 4 hours, so
yeah.
That's not drinking through
it's
it.
It's pushing. Yeah.
Anyway. I would hope it's not 4 hours, to be quite honest.
I don't think it will be. All right, is Kevin coming up next?
It's going to be an hour. I mean, it's going to take you a half hour, 45 minutes just to get down here.
Yeah, but as soon as he shows how bored he is, the guy will get, I think he'll read the body language.
Some smoozing, we'll
you know
have
what?
Some dinner.
I'm just busting your balls.
Yeah. All right, Kevin McCarthy's going to come back. I don't know. I'm sure he has some terrible movie to review.
No, we're going
to
talk about Ben Affleck's Way Back.
Oh, that's right. He can
review the basketball movie.
Is that supposed to be good?
I think it actually is supposed
we'll
to be good.
We'll find out.
Okay.
All right, we talk movies next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.